Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Jacobson picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Jacobson. Jamison moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuchter moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is hit by the pitch. Fuchter moves to third. Lutsk moves to second. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Glenn Myatt. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Fuchter scores. Lutzk moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Lutzk scores. Sewell scores. Jamison moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Jamison scores. McNulty moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive towards third. Robertson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lutzk moves to second. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Gilder for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball four. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up McNulty. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive towards the mound. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a line drive towards short. Lamott catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lutsk. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive beyond short. Sewell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell strikes out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNulty hits a line drive to right field. Rice throws towards Lamotte. Lamotte fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lamotte. Jameson goes all the way around to score. McNulty moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McNulty trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Dixon, who tags McNulty, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans pinch hits for Ilum Van Gilder. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jacobson moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.